Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal... Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Timber Trouble. Say, do you know what I wish I had here, right here in front of me? Well, in one hand, I'd like a pitcher of cold milk. And in the other, a box of those wonderful golden nuggets, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Do you know what I'd do? I'd pour the milk right on top of these Rice Krispies and snap, crackle, pop, they'd go. America's only talking cereal, saying snap, crackle, pop, telling all the world how fresh and good and crisp they are. Have yourself a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast tomorrow. They're fun to eat, fun to listen to. The Old West was wide and the forces of the law were small. That's why the trail of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles led from the desert of the border country to the logging lands of the Big Trees. It was far up in the forest that they ran into one of their most dangerous adventures, Timber Trouble.
Bill, these lumberjacks sure are busy up here. Where's all the lumber going?
All over this part of the West, Jingles. Railroad ties, houses, stores, ranches. Yeah, the country's grown up fast.
Yeah, too darn fast to suit me. A couple of years ago, this was a nice, quiet forest. Now it's full of men and donkey engines, sawmills and noise.
And trouble.
Trouble. Might have known there'd be trouble if we came sticking our nose in here. Always is.
It's part of our job to go where trouble is, partner. And Scotty Wilburn seems to have plenty of it.
Is this Scotty's operation up here?
Yeah, he owns a sawmill and a timber lease on this whole side of the mountain, Jingles. We'll probably find him up where the crews are cutting.
Hey, Bill, look at that big tree shake.
It's coming down, Jingles. Steady, Buckshot.
Hey, Bill, it's coming this way.
Hi, Buckshot, go for it.
Jump, jump, get me out of here. Bill, you all right?
Yeah, how about you, partner?
Yeah, except for a face full of dust and a lump on my head where a branch hit me. Scared half to death, though.
That was a close one, all right. Yeah. Wonder why they let it fall across the trail.
What's happened here? Anybody hurt?
No, we're all right. Well, I'll be Scotty.
Well, well, Wild Bill and Jingles. Am I glad to see you.
Howdy, Scotty.
Hey, Scotty, you over there?
Yeah, Chopper. What's up?
That's my foreman.
Holy, got hit when that one came down. Looks like he's got a broken leg and he's out cold.
Oh, no, not another one. Well, come on, Bill.
Sounds like you've been having more than your share of accidents.
We sure have, Bill, if they're all accidents. Here we are.
There he is, boss.
Chopper, this is Wild Bill Hickok.
And I'm Jingles.
Howdy. I heard about you two. Ole was knocking out a wedge, Scotty, and he just didn't get away in time.
Let's have a look at him.
Yeah. Broken leg, all right. I hope that's all that's wrong.
You're going to have to move him pretty easy.
Yeah. And Chopper, get some of the boys with a stretcher and move Ole down to the bunkhouse real careful. Mm. And send somebody for the doc. He's over at mill number 2 patching up the man that fell against the saw this morning.
Right, Scotty. We get going right away.
Charlie, Slim, hurry up over here and give me a hand.
The boys will take care of him, Bill. Let's mosey on down to the mill. I want to talk to you.
All right, Scotty. Get our horses, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. I'll be right back.
Come on, Bill. We ride the mule down to the mill.
What's a mule, Scotty? We cowhands don't know all your timber lingo.
Why, it's that little logging locomotive over there. We run our tracks out to where we're cutting and use the engine to snake logs back to the mill.
That ought to be a big help. Mm-hmm. A lot faster than using horses or oxen.
Yeah, sure is. I don't know how we'd ever fill our contract without it. Well, here we are.
Here are the horses, Bill. Hey, what's this little train doing out here?
This is what Scotty calls a mule, Jingles. We'll ride it back to the mill.
Well, what do you know? Cute little thing, ain't it?
Yeah, it can do a lot of work, though, Jingles. You want to tie your horses on behind?
Won't have to, Scotty. Buckshot and Joker will follow us.
Oh, them horses of yours. They're darn near as famous as you are.
Well, sometimes I think they're smarter. Yeah, they don't go looking for trouble like we do.
Yeah, trouble. Well, climb aboard, boys. We got work to do.
You going to run this thing, Scotty?
Well, I usually do, but you can try it if you want to, Jingles.
Can I?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, boy. What am I do? Holler, giddy up?
No, it's not that kind of a mule.
Oh.
All you have to do is pull this throttle and she starts. And when you want to stop, just haul on this brake lever here.
That's simple enough, Jingles, even for you.
Oh, now, Bill, you just watch. I'll take this thing down the track like Casey Jones.
That's right, Jingles. Easy now as she gets rolling.
Hey, it's moving, it's moving. I did it all by myself, Bill. See what I tell you.
All right, but watch what you're doing.
As soon as we start down this grade, Jingles, we'll have to start using the brake. It's downhill all the way.
That's this thing here, huh?
That's right.
Take it easy now, Jingles.
I am. Maybe I ought to blow the whistle.
No. You can blow the whistle later. You're going downhill now, Jingles. Start using the brake.
Yeah, just pull on it, huh?
That's right.
Pull's kind of easy. It's real loose.
Well, pull harder, Jingles. We're starting to go too fast.
Yeah, these brakes aren't much good.
Hurry up, Jingles. Pull. We're going much too fast.
Well, I'm pulling. Nothing happened.
Let Scotty try it, Jingles.
Well, I hear. Take your old steam mule. I can't slow her down.
Like this. Hey, Bill, the brakes aren't working.
She's running away.
The brake's broken. We can't stop.
Wranglers, this is Charlie Lyon with your old friend Slim back again to have another session of our Western word game. Hey, what's the word for today, Slim?
Well, I think shaps would be a good word to start with today, Charlie. Shaps is spelled C-H-A-P-S, and it's pronounced shaps with an S sound. Shaps is an abbreviation of the Mexican word chaparajos. Shaps are like leather overalls, and they're worn by cowboys for leg protection when they're riding through cactus country. The cowpokes are mighty glad to have them along, too.
Yeah, I know something else they're glad to have along, Slim.
What's that, Charlie?
A couple of boxes of KRK for a good, nourishing breakfast of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
And don't forget how much fun Kellogg's Rice Krispies are to eat. Why, you just pour a little milk or cream on Kellogg's Rice Krispies and they start right in telling you how fresh and how good and how crisp they are. They go snap, crackle, pop. That's why Kellogg's Rice Krispies are called the talking cereal. Makes you feel so cheerful that you just want to bust right into song, which is what we're going to do right now. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Wranglers, just as soon as we hear today's show, check your supply of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. If you're getting kind of low, ask Mom to lay in another supply of you-know-what, KRK. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles are riding a runaway logging train down a steep grade toward the sawmill. Scotty Welburn, the timber boss, tries to stop it and finds that the brakes are gone while the train picks up speed with every minute.
Bill, what are we going to do?
Try those brakes again, Scotty.
It's no good. They're out completely.
Hang on, Bill.
We'll never make the next curve, Bill. Maybe we better jump.
Hold it. Where's the reverse?
Right here, Bill. Maybe we can slow her down that way.
Quiet anyhow.
All right.
I'll give her all the steam you've got back. Hang on, Jingles.
I'm hanging on. Hey, Bill, she's slowing down.
Sure is, Jingles. Looks like we'll make it all right.
I'm glad you remembered the reverse, Bill. We'll roll right down into the mill this way, brakes or no brakes. This is my office, Bill. Ain't fancy, but nothing about logging camp ever is.
Well, I don't want nothing fancy. I just want something that doesn't move.
Well, sit down, boys. I got some coffee on the fire here.
Guess you'd have a pretty wild ride on a mule, huh?
Yeah, you can keep your old iron mule. I'll stick to Joker. I know how to stop him. Well, most of the time, anyway.
Here we are joking about it, and it ain't no joke,
no,
Bill.
No, it ain't funny at all.
I'm pretty sure the brakes giving out on that train was no accident.
What makes you think so, Scotty?
We've had too many accidents lately. That was the third today. This morning it was the saw down at the other mill, and then that tree clipping Ole just as you rode up. Now the train. Every day it's like that.
What sort of crews do you have, Scotty? Are they all green hands?
No, they're not. They're good timbermen, but they're getting jumpy. They're liable to walk off the job anytime.
Well, you can't blame them for that, Scotty.
Of course not. But I'm sure that someone's arranging all these accidents to cut down production so I can't meet my contract. We're darn near a week behind our schedule now.
What happens if you don't deliver on time?
That'll plumb ruin me, Bill. I took a long chance on this contract.
And if you don't deliver all the lumber on time, you don't get paid. That right?
Worse than that. King Martin holds a mortgage on all my equipment and my timber lease. And if I don't get paid and don't pay him, he can step in here and take the whole shebang away from me. Well, here's your coffee.
Well, somehow you got to deliver the lumber on time and get your money.
I sure do. But how can I when something happens every few hours to stop my logging crews and shut down the mill?
Well, maybe you can talk to whoever's buying your lumber and get a little money on account or get an extension on your time limit.
You just don't know what you're talking about, Bill.
No, I don't know. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Maybe so, Jingles, but my timber contract is with King Martin, too. And he's a mean man, a hard man, and he thinks he has a chance to get his timber and my layout both without it costing him a nickel.
Sounds like you got yourself in real trouble, Scotty, but we'll do everything we can to help.
Sure we will.
Well, then ride herd on my cruise and see if you can find out why all these accidents are happening.
All right, be glad to. But I think tonight I'll ride into town and pay a little call on King Martin.
Brings you down from the woods, Chopper?
Plenty, King. I gotta talk to you.
All right, I want to talk to you, too. Come on in the back room. Go on in, Chopper.
Thanks.
Hey, Chopper, you fool. What's the idea of coming here?
I had to, King. We got trouble up at the camp.
I don't care. I want you to have trouble. We got Scotty on the run now. You'll never deliver on time, so why come here and get somebody suspicious?
That ain't the kind of trouble I'm talking about. Maybe we've been pushing Scotty too hard.
What's the matter? You getting soft or something? We got a fortune at stake here. Millions of board feet of timber all cut and delivered for nothing. When I foreclose on that lease and equipment, we'll have all that too.
I know, but...
But nothing. Keep the pressure on till the end of next week and then I'll move in. When I take over, you'll get your cut.
Shut up a minute and listen, King.
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
Well, I gotta talk. I gotta tell you what happened. Wild Bill Hickok's up at that camp.
Wild Bill Hickok.
That's right. Him and that big, overstuffed deputy of his. Scotty sent for him, and they're already giving me trouble.
How do you mean?
Well, they spoiled one of my accidents already. I had that little steam train all fixed for a nice big wreck, and they spoiled it by showing up at the wrong time. Now the boss is going to have them cruising around all over the lease to get that timber moving out again.
Yeah, that's bad. Real bad. Maybe we could fix up an accident for them.
Well, I had them on that train today, but they were too smart. They got out of it. And I tried to drop a tree on them, but I missed.
Yeah, you're doing all right, Chopper. Just keep trying. We gotta get rid of Hickok fast.
Bill, I don't know what we're doing here at the Purple Palace. I ain't seen anybody that looks like King Martin.
This is where we'll find him if he's around, Jingles. He owns this place.
But I'm getting sleepy. Let's head on back out to camp. We got to ride herd on all those loggers tomorrow.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Look who's coming out of the back room.
Where? Well, what do you know? It's Chopper. Probably come into town to splash a little red paint around. I'll just go say hello to him.
No. You sit still and don't let him see you.
But, Bill, why not?
Maybe we'll find out what he was doing in the back room or who he was talking to.
All right. He's gone now. I'm getting a little sleepy.
Well, wake up. Here comes somebody else out of the back room, and if I'm not mistaken, it's King Martin.
Hey, then Chopper must have been in there talking to him.
That's right. Now it's our turn. Come on, let's meet this gent. Mr. Martin?
That's right. And who are you, gent?
My name's Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok, maybe?
No maybe about it. That's him. I'm Jingle.
And howdy.
Oh, howdy.
I've heard a lot about you. Anything I can do for you?
Maybe. If you feel like giving Scotty Wilburn a break on that timber contract you hold with him.
Why should I?
Because Scotty's been having a lot of hard luck, that's why.
That's no skin off of my nose. I want all my timber delivered by the end of next week. If Scotty can't make it, then that's just too bad for him.
He can make it if he doesn't have any more accidents, Martin. I'm staying around to see that he doesn't.
Why tell me about it? I haven't been near that lumber camp.
Probably not, but I've got to hunt some of your gun hands have been. Just pass the word to them to stay away for a week, and if they don't, they can look out for me.
Well, all of my boys are right here, Hickok, and any minute now they might figure that they don't like you. Hey, boys, meet Wild Bill Hickok.
Watch it, Bill.
I'm watching.
Wild Bill?
Well, what do you know?
Howdy, men. Jingles and I are just leaving, and you can all forget about trying to stop us. You behind that bar, just leave that shotgun where it is.
I ain't done nothing.
I'll just see that you don't.
Start backing out, Jingles. King, stand out in the middle of the floor where I can watch you.
Just keep an eye on him, boys.
Bill, watch those two over to your left.
I'm watching them.
This is kind of creepy.
Look behind us.
Yeah. Nobody's starting anything there.
Now!
I told you not to start anything.
And Bill means it.
Call him off, King, or I'll drill you right where you stand.
All right, boys, he means it. Let him go. We'll see if Hickok doesn't run into a bad accident before long.
Well, that's better. Now, good night, Mr. Martin. And watch out for accidents yourself.
Okay, Wranglers, our second Western word for today is Cheyenne. It's spelled C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E, and it's pronounced Cheyenne. Today, Cheyenne's the name of a town in Wyoming, but long ago it was the name of a great warlike tribe of Indians.
Why do you suppose they were so warlike, Charlie?
Well, can't say exactly, Slim, but as far as the Cheyenne boys and girls were concerned, it might be that they didn't have as much fun and good eating at breakfast time as the boys and girls of today.
Gosh, maybe that's it. I know I'd sure be cross and warlike if I had to go without my Kellogg's Rice Krispies of a morning. They're lots of fun to listen to with their crisp, snap, crackle, pop. And Kellogg's Rice Krispies really tickle your taster, too. Delicious with milk and sugar on top, and extra delicious with berries and bananas. Mm-mm. Worth singing about. Right now, in fact. So, let's sing. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
And if you boys and girls want some fun and good eating for breakfast, try these golden good Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Ask Mom to get some Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow. An open war was declared between Wild Bill Hickok and King Martin, holder of the timber contract with Scotty Wilburn. After Bill called his bluff, King headed for the timber claim himself to stop production of lumber by any means he could.
Whoa there, whoa, whoa.
Hey, what are you doing up here in the woods?
I'm looking for you, Chopper. How come all this cut lumber's being delivered to me? For 3 days now, it's been piling into the yard.
I can't help it. Hickok's been watching me like a hawk.
Does he know you're working for me?
I don't know. But I can't move without having him along. He's got the crews working like mad to save Scotty's contract.
I don't like that, Chopper.
I know, but what can I do? The loggers are 2 days ahead of schedule. That big hay bag Jingles is running the train and snaking logs down to both mills. And Scotty's got the mill crews turning out sawn timber like they was all crazy.
And I'm getting the lumber according to my contract. Well, what if something was to happen to them mills?
I thought about that, but Hickok watches me too close.
Them mills are run by water, ain't they?
That's right. That dam down in the canyon backs up a big pond that runs the wheels at both mills.
What if something happened to that dam? Suppose it went out real sudden-like.
That'd stop the water. Hey, if it went out, a regular flood would go down that canyon.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any mills left to saw them.
That's just what I was thinking. Now, where's the powder house?
Back on the side of the hill. But we gotta be careful. Hickok will be checking up on me again any minute.
Just get me the dynamite. We'll blow Hickok's little scheme higher than a kite.
Hey, Bill. Hey, there's a squirrel on the track. Look at him scoot. Hey, hang on. Here's where we cross the dam.
Jingles, somebody's on that dam standing right in the middle of the tracks.
Holy smoke. It's two of them. We'll run right over them.
Jingles, it's Chopper and King Mark.
Yeah, they're running away. I wonder what them two are up to.
I don't know, but keep going. Catch them before they can get off the top of that dam.
Right. Hey, they're shooting at us.
Keep down. I'll try a little lead on them.
That did it, that did it. Now keep those hands up, you coyote.
They can't hear you. Stop the train, Jingles.
Oh, yeah, then. Now, where's that brake thing in the
train? Right here.
Oh, yeah.
You really stopped it. All right, hurry it up. Pick yourself up.
I am. Those brakes sure work since we got them fixed. Where's King and Chopper?
They were right in front of the train. I don't see them.
Get them up, Hickok. Fast.
Bill!
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, now get off of that train. We're taking it and getting out of here.
No, Bill, don't draw.
I thought you'd been running too hard to be able to shoot straight.
You sure took an awful chance, Bill.
I had to, Jingles. Chopper, don't try anything.
I'm not, but let's get out of here before that powder goes off.
What powder?
King and I planted a bundle of dynamite with a long fuse.
Where?
Right back there beside the track. Hurry, we'll all get blown up.
Watch these two, Jingles.
Bill, come back here. You'll never make
it. Let him try. Let's get out of here before we get killed, too.
You're not going anywhere. Bill gets blown up, we're all going with him.
I just as soon get shot. I'm running.
Now get back here and sit down. The next one will be dead center.
All right. Stand here and get blown up with the dam.
I got it, Jingles. The fuse is out.
Yeah. Well, now let's hear what this is all about. Why'd you two try to blow up the dam?
I'm doing my talking in front of a judge.
Oh, what's the use? King and I figured we could stop both mills if we blew the dam.
Shut up, Chopper.
I won't shut up. We haven't been fooling Hickok.
No, you haven't, Chopper, and I think we've got enough evidence on both of you to put you away for a long time.
But first, we'll take King down to the bank and let him pay Scotty for all that lumber on the contract.
You win, Hickok. Go ahead and take us in.
All right, Jingles, tie him up and let's go.
Just climb on the train. We'll ride you part way to jail in style. Well, it ain't every crook that gets to ride to the Who's Gow with the famous Jingle Casey Jones at the throttle.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks to all of you folks for being with us today. We'll be back again on Monday.
And we'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you about a young fella fighting to hold on to his property against a band of swindlers. It's called Old Wyatt Foster's Secret.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure, tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jess Kirkpatrick, Stan Farrar, Leo Curley, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in Old Wyatt Foster's Secret.